Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. My name is Chris McDaniel, and it is so good to be with you here at Renewing the Center. Today, we're going to do something just a little differently. We're going to step out of the daily lectionary, and I want to reflect on something that I found myself thinking about as I woke up this morning. I was thinking about N.T. Wright. And if you know me or you attend Trinity, it's probably not surprising that I would occasionally wake up thinking about N.T. Wright. He is my favorite biblical scholar, retired Bishop of Durham. He's a wonderful thinker, probably one of the top New Testament scholars alive in the world today, and a prolific author. And the reason why I probably woke up thinking about the good bishop this morning is that I've been reading The Day the Revolution Began, which is his book on the cross. And I would just say, if you've never really had an opportunity to think intentionally about the cross and different atonement theories, that is a wonderful, wonderful book. And yet, that's not what I woke up thinking about. It's probably just why he was in my head and my heart. But I woke up today thinking about something N.T. Wright said in his book, Simply Christian. That is a beautiful introduction to Christian spirituality. And he says in that book that humans, Christian and otherwise, have in their person marks of the image of God, that we bear to varying degrees what he would call echoes of a voice. I would probably modify that statement because I think that's a somewhat confusing statement, echoes of a voice. What he means by that is just like the voice of God kind of echoing around a corner. It's not perfect. It's sometimes distorted or diminished, and yet you can catch it. You can hear it. It's like something from God that comes back to him as you bear in your body, your person, those echoes. I would think of it more like fingerprints of God that we have in us. Even a person you engage who is not only not a believer, but might be kind of a rascal, that they have in their person certain marks of the divine, of God. Image bearing is what we know as Christians it's called. So I just want to spend a few moments reflecting for a moment on the four echoes of a voice that N.T. Wright suggests are in all of us. Justice, number one. And I just want to say, why do we care about justice? Fairness. I mean, if you go to a playground, kids very early on are struggling with a notion of fairness. Now, they get it wrong, and we tend to get that notion of fairness wrong much of the time, and yet it's there. This idea that there is such a thing as fair, that there is such a thing as right and therefore wrong, is something that N.T. Wright would say is in us because it is born out of the heart of God. Because I just want to say, you think we would learn our lesson by now. You think with all the unfairness, the lack of equity, the lack of equality, the lack of justice in the world today, you would think that we would wise up and get over it, but we can't. There's this true north idea around fairness. Now, I would argue to you, and I think this is a pretty compelling argument from N.T. Wright, that we only care about justice, that it's hardwired into us because it's first coming from the heart of God, that there is such a thing as true north. There is such a thing as right and righteousness. And we falteringly and in very finite ways, broken ways even, long for that sense of justice. And so I just want to say to you that if you've got a kind of justice meter that is even right now being offended or ignored, the fact that you care about justice, I believe, is because you're an image-bearing child of God. And so I want you to pay attention to the places where the notion of justice occurs to you and begin to see that desire as something that is born of God, not just you. That's something that comes from God, not just from somewhere inside you. The next echo of a voice that N.T. Wright names in his book, Simply Christian, is our love of beauty. And if you think about beauty, beauty, like justice, is fleeting. Sunsets give way to darkness. A beautiful face becomes an increasingly wrinkly face. works of art are diminished and obscured over time. creation itself gives way, it seems, to decay. And yet we love beauty. We're drawn to beautiful faces and beautiful places, and we're drawn to beautiful music. And yet beauty, like justice, is elusive. It's like sand that can sometimes slip through our hands. And yet we love beauty. And it's interesting to me that N.T. Wright would name justice and then he would consider beauty, because he would suggest that you and me, that our love for beauty, now this gets hijacked and corrupted in a million ways, just like our sense of justice can be hijacked and corrupted. And yet, beauty in and of itself, according to N.T. Wright, lives in the heart of God first. And so, of course, you are drawn to beauty. And I think it's important for us to recognize that our love of beauty is a part of our image bearing. And so I want you to consider how you can participate with beauty, how you can participate with art or nature, how you can honor and appreciate versus use and consume beauty, because it's part of our image bearing. It's a mark of your image bearing as a child of God. So we have justice and we have beauty. Spirituality is the third. This idea of longing for something beyond ourselves. I think that spirituality is something that we're all drawn to. We're drawn to sublime experience. I think it's one of the reasons why people participate in mass sports events. It's that we long to be a part of something that is bigger than us, that pulls us upward and outward. Now, sports falls short of true transcendence. But it's in there. The desire is in there in people who are even really far from God, because I believe it's first hardwired into us because it was first a part of the expression of who God is. This idea of self-giving and getting outside of self, spirituality that transcends our own finite experience. This is something that God, I believe, puts in us instinctually. And so your desire for transcendence, your desire for meaning, maybe the reason why you're listening to this podcast is that you have a longing for spirituality. And sometimes that longing is really hard to nail down. Sometimes we go through seasons of doubt or deconstruction. And yet spirituality, I believe, is a part of our image bearing. And I think it's really important for us to name that and to honor it. It's one of the reasons why I have a rule of life. Well, I live my life as much as I can with intentionality, because I want to nurture spirituality in me, the desire to get outside myself. And I think this is actually really important for us. We live in a world that seemingly would teach us just to rely on ourselves, and yet we just can't shake this desire for transcendence. And I would just suggest that it's because it's a part of our image bearing. We can't shake it because we're made in the image of God, spirituality. So we have justice, beauty, spirituality. And finally, the fourth echo of a voice is relationship. And y'all, relationships are really hard. We're most often disappointed and hurt within the context of relationship. And so you would think that we'd give up on relationship by this time. I mean, marriages end in divorce, friendships become complicated, family relationships are fraught, work relationships, it's hard to know who to trust and how to be. And yet we keep coming back to the well. Just like with justice and spirituality and beauty, relationships are fleeting and painful, injurious even, and yet we keep going back to the well. N.T. Wright would suggest, and I think he's right, that we do this because we are made in the image of God, and God exists within the context of deep, abiding, and mutually life-giving relationship. The Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Spirit, are sharing life perpetually. And so we have this desire to share life. And we fall short and we make a mess of things and we hurt ourselves and we hurt other people, and yet we still long for relationship. Justice and spirituality, beauty and relationships, these are areas where we consistently find our desires unmet, unfulfilled, and yet we come back again and again and again and again. I share these four things with you because I believe there is redemptive potential in honoring our desire, even when our desires fall short or they become hijacked. But honoring the desire itself is something that is born out of the heart of God. So what I do in these spaces, when I begin to notice these four echoes of a voice, as N.T. Wright would suggest, is I begin to ask the Lord for His grace to redeem these desires, to see my desire for justice, my desire for beauty, my desire for spirituality and relationship to become increasingly refined. And I'm kind to myself when I fall short, but I ask the Lord, God, would you refine, would you redeem, would you renew these things in me so that we don't become the kinds of people who consume beauty or exploit getting our own way in the name of justice, or who use spirituality for purely selfish reasons, or to be self-aggrandizing, or to gain power, and don't use a relationship just as a means to an end. When we can see that though we fall short in a million ways in these four areas, that these four areas actually speak to us of the dignity and the beauty of what it means to be made in the image of God. You have been made in the image of God. Your worst enemy has been made in the image of God. And we miss the mark a million times over, and yet there's this call, this invitation, as we honor our image bearing, as we honor what I would suggest are the fingerprints, the residue, the marks of God in us, we have this opportunity to see these desires be increasingly redeemed. I believe one of the ways that the Lord calls us to be a witness in the world is to be people who increasingly embody justice and beauty and spirituality and relationships and our quest for these things in ways that look more and more and more like God. If you are a Christian, you are meant to be perceived as a mini Christ, a little Jesus. And I think one of the ways that we can lean into and engineer our own lives in such a way that we become more conformed to the image of God is to pay attention to justice, beauty, spirituality, and relationships. The Lord has put those desires in you for a reason. Let's honor that reason and ask Him for His work to continue and to grow so that we would grow more into the image of Christ. God bless you. Go in peace.